In the latest twist to the Microsoft litigation saga, all but two states have dropped out of the antitrust case against the software giant. Nine states, plus the District of Columbia, had been pursuing the fight, but today Massachusetts announced it's prepared to go it alone. West Virginia officials say they'll decide by Monday whether to appeal. Nicholas Kulish has been covering the lawsuit for The Wall Street Journal. He says today's announcement means that nearly 5 years of litigation may finally be drawing to a close.
I think that in some ways, you know, Massachusetts Attorney General Thomas Riley, you know, who is a very, very much an old-fashioned law enforcement guy, may just be pursuing this just to follow it out to its logical conclusion, but that, you know, ultimately the political winds have kind of turned enough that it seems unlikely that anything's going to change at this point.
California's attorney general said that it was dropping out and that it would now focus on enforcement. I gather they mean compliance. How do you take that to mean?
I think that what the California attorney general means is that there are certain things that Microsoft has agreed to as far as competitive activities, things that it will do, technical information that it will reveal to competitors to allow them to write software that interoperates with Microsoft's Windows operating system, and that at this point, making sure that Microsoft keeps its word is the important thing.
Indeed, at one point it looked like Microsoft would be on the losing end, and now apparently Microsoft will be, what, interpreting this as a victory?
Definitely having most of the states drop out and, you know, refusing to even ask for an appeal, it validates, I guess more than Microsoft, it validates the judge, the district court judge Colleen Kolar-Cotelli. Her ruling, you know, it goes largely unchallenged. Microsoft chief executive Steve Ballmer has said that the company needs to move ahead and work to comply with the laws better than the past.
And what was the comment by attorneys general in those states who dropped out?
Well, I think that they are taking a positive spin on it, which, I mean, in some ways is absolutely fair. I mean, you know, they did find that Microsoft had violated antitrust law. So in some ways, the case was won. It's just become so convoluted with the original ruling that the company would be broken up, with that ruling being vacated, with the judge Thomas Penfield Jackson, the original district court judge, being removed from the case. It's become so convoluted over time that it's hard to tell who's won and who hasn't. But the states are arguing that, yes, they did get some curbs, and now they're going to concentrate on compliance and making Microsoft keep its word.
Nicholas Kulish is a staff reporter for The Wall Street Journal. He joined us from his office in Washington, D.C. Thank you very much, Nick Kulish.
Oh, Jackie, great to be here.